everybody, you know, Cal Banyan here, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. on CalBanyan.com, where we talk about, you got it, hypnosis and etc. etc. is stuff related to hypnosis, and we talk about hypnotherapy, and gosh, we're coming up on 300 episodes, and I'm just so excited to be here. If you're watching this anywhere except CalBanyan.com, you want to go there, because right below this video, right down there, is additional information in the form of text, links, and graphics that just make this podcast a whole lot more valuable. Also, how would you like to have every podcast for free at the tip of your fingers? Become a VIP member. Just go up there, click Be a VIP. And you know what? You'll have a link come to you in your email box with a list of every single one of our episodes, each one linked to the episode that you can watch or listen to anytime, anywhere. All right, guess what? You know what? If you've been watching the last few episodes, you know we got Meredith back with us doing a great job, a bang-up job of being a co-host, as she always does. Meredith is a super wonderful person. She's lovable, she's exciting, she's interesting, and she can help you or a family member get much better results with just about everything using hypnosis. She was originally a talk therapist, and now she's a hypnotherapist, just like me, having great results. How you doing, Meredith?
I am so excited to be doing our fourth podcast together, our last for a little while, but I will be back soon enough, yes?
Promises, promises.
Yes, always. I always get back eventually.
I know. That's why we love you here at our office.
All right, everybody, I want to make sure you know who Cal is. Cal is the one who trains, teaches the top 1% of the profession. He is my mentor. He's the one that created 5-Path, an advanced process for change. He also brought to us 7th Path Self-Hypnosis. He's written many books, including The Secret Language of Feelings, which I teach every single client. And really, 5-Path is just a hand-holding through, taking people through clearing their emotions. And he brought these podcasts to you just out of the generosity of his heart, free training every single week. So I hope you guys are watching week in and week out. I'm the one that would love to collect your feedback and your questions, because I'm the one responsible for bringing the material to the show. But Cal's the one that has to do most of the work ultimately, because I'm constantly throwing these questions at him and these topics at him. He doesn't know ahead of time what we're going to do, and he just off the top of his head is able to cover these subjects. So that's how Cal works. That's his brain. And I'm so grateful that I have him as my mentor. Thank you, Cal.
Welcome to my brain. Hey, let me just say that, you know, actually, it's more work, I think, for L. Ron and you and Celeste before you guys, because I just come in and I just talk about what I know about. You guys have to go out there and, you know, look at what the topics are most interesting and go through the questions and stuff like that. And you, just as much as I and the other co-hosts, you do it out of the goodness of your heart. I mean, you don't get paid for this. There's no subscription to our videos. And so there you go. Thank you very much also.
You are welcome.
Hey, what are we going to do?
Well, first of all, I think that we're excited in the future to do a special case study. And we've gotten a request recently, actually, for more case studies like the Van Gogh series that you did with L. Ron. And so I know you wanted to kind of throw that out there to everybody to submit ideas, possibilities for people that we can cover through that. So what would be the guidelines that we'd be looking for, Cal, to cover a case study, a fictional case study?
All right. So as Meredith said, like the Van Gogh series that we did. So some of you are going scratch, scratch, scratch on your heads. What's that? So in the, see, right-hand column, right down there, there's a section on the website that says shortcuts, I'm reading it off the screen here, shortcuts to popular hypnosis training videos. And these are some of our coolest, bestest, most popular stuff that we've done over the years. And like one of them is 10 keys to successful search engine optimization. That was done with our IT expert. And then 10 keys to starting your own hypnosis practice on a budget. 10 keys to preparation for success. 10 Keys to Doing Direct Suggestion Hypnosis Right, 10 Keys for Successful Age Regression Work, Setting Up Your Hypnosis Office and Training Center, and then our 100 podcast number 100, our top 10 hypnosis training videos, and then podcast number 200, top 10 hypnosis training videos, and then at the very bottom, last but not least, there is the Hypnotizing Van Gogh, a pseudo case history. And so what we do is we take this person from the past, in this case it was Van Gogh, and we said, what if this person was a client? What would this person come in to see us about? And then we can read his history and know, you know, from history books and articles and Wikipedia and stuff like that, who this person is, and we can say, well, okay, what would come up if we did age regression work on him? Who would he have to forgive when we do the parts work of forgiveness? How would he go about forgiving himself and why? And if there is secondary gain, how would we deal with that? What would the issue be? And so we can take someone from history and do a pseudo case history on them. And there's been a request to do another one. And that one was done with Elrond. So now it sounds like Meredith is open to doing one. Now, here's the criteria. First, you see, there's some legal issues here. If someone just says, hey, do Elvis Presley, we probably can't do Elvis Presley because he has an estate that owns his image and his name and stuff like that. It's like you just can't go out start selling Elvis Presley t-shirts because his estate would go after you. Now, I'm not a lawyer or anything, but I thought, let's just avoid stuff like that. So we're not going to do like Elvis Presley or Marilyn Monroe or these pop figures. We need to have someone who we have, that it's legal for us to take them and do this pretend, this pseudo case history on. So it would probably be someone from history, long ago. That's why we did Van Gogh. So it might be someone like some terrible person from the past, or someone from the past who obviously had issues. Let's see. So I'd like to throw, I've got some on the tip of my tongue, but I don't want to bias your suggestions. And so think about interesting people from the past. We don't want to pick on anyone that's alive unless maybe they're a politician. I don't know why, but it seems like it's legal to pick on political figures. There's kind of a danger there because we don't want to look like we're, you know, on one side or the other politically. But if you've got a good idea for a political figure, we could do that person. So what do you think, Meredith?
I love this idea. I really wanted to do Marilyn Monroe, but Cal said, no, she's one of those people that, you know, we could get into trouble covering. But if anybody needed our process, needed hypnosis, it was Marilyn Monroe, that's for sure.
Oh, I wish I could have been there for Marilyn and Jimi Hendrix and, you know, who's a singer that died around Jimi Hendrix time, that gal? Oh gosh, everybody's saying, oh, the one that did...
I can't think of her name either. I'm thinking Joan Baez, but that's not who it is.
Anyway, she died. It was just before or after Jimi Hendrix. Boy, if we could get to these people. Or even, gosh, if we get some of these figures today that they're dying and they're freaking out and they're using drugs, I would love to do more work. And I've done some work with famous people, and I'd like to do more because when they make changes, they're big influencers and they can turn people onto the power of hypnosis and self-hypnosis like 7-Path. So, gosh, send just right down there in the comments area, write down who you think you'd like us to do for a pseudo case analysis, case history thing. What do you think, Meredith?
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah, if you guys want the podcast numbers for the Van Gogh case history, it was podcast 143 through 148. It was a 6-part series that they did. So it's really fantastic information. So check that out, absolutely, and send us your suggestions. I would love that. And a little bit further down below where Cal was showing you the shortcuts, let me see if I could show it to you. There's also a right let me see, can you see? Search for, you may not be able to see, it might be too bright. But right down here, below where it says Quality Hypnosis Website Award and subscribe to feeds, there's a search for box. And that's another thing I think a lot of people don't realize is there. And you can put in keywords, and as long as keywords were tagged on that podcast, they'll show up for you kind of in a listing, starting with newest to oldest. So a good resource for you as well.
Fantabulous. Yeah, I think we just had a question the other day, a comment about how the heck do I find stuff on here? I told him about the VIP button, and I told him about that search field. So we kind of stuck it down at the bottom because most people don't, there's just more important stuff to have towards the top. All right, it's there.
So yeah, just kind of, you know, continuing on from last podcast where we talked about, you know, how to get restarted in the profession if you dropped off, and you know how to kind of do that. We covered that last session and last podcast, and so I thought we could talk a little bit about, you know, just how we as hypnotists prepare for our sessions, our actual sessions. And you know, it kind of varies between, you know, how a beginner would prepare versus someone advanced, you know, like Cal. His preparation is going to be much shorter, and I'll let him talk a little bit about that. But I personally have a fascination with kind of the creative process or the rituals people go through to get something going. And so I thought it might be fun for you guys to hear about what we do and get some suggestions. Because what we do is, in many ways, we've talked about how it's a confidence game. And if you don't have any confidence, you got no game. And, you know, you have to be prepared mentally, physically, emotionally to work with your clients. And how that looks is ultimately entirely that preparation process is up to you. But we can talk a little bit about what we do so that you can maybe see if you need to revamp your preparation process. So, Cal, before I kind of get into some of the more beginner ways, is there anything you want to say about that generally?
Okay, one of the things I want to get out there, for everyone that's brand new or relatively new, it's okay to be scared. When I first started, I was scared all the time. I just didn't have confidence. I didn't have 5-path and 7-path back then. And for like the whole first year, I was just nervous as can be. But I want you to be courageous. And that is, go ahead and be, the more you prepare, like Meredith is going to talk about, the less fearful you will be. But there's still going to be a little bit of fear. And that's okay. Now's your opportunity to be courageous. Courage is not being afraid. Courage is when you're afraid, but you do it anyway because it needs doing. So go out there, get your stuff together. Meredith can give you some really good ideas, and then you'll still be nervous, maybe a little bit, maybe more, but then do it anyway. Okay, take it away, Meredith.
Yeah, we all have that protective part, right, Cal, that wants us to be aware, alert, pay attention. You're doing something new, and that's going to come up as fear. You know, danger, danger, danger. You're doing something new. You need to keep your eyes wide open and be more prepared than usual. And so that's kind of the fierce response that comes up when you're doing anything new, but it's certainly when you're helping other people. And you know, so of course you're gonna feel a little nervous, just like you would before you give a talk or you start any new job. There's a little bit of that, and it's okay. But proper preparation can help you to not be so fearful. So of course there's the preparation where you learn the material, and that's not exactly what I'm talking about here. That we're assuming you've already been working on and you've already done a lot of. Now what I'm talking about is, okay, it's maybe a couple days or a day or a few hours before your session, and kind of what do you do to get into the role or the mode or the state of mind or that zone to be prepared for your client? And, you know, we talked a little bit, I believe it was last podcast, about having hobbies, having passions, having things to do outside. So important that you are a balanced being, that you have interests. And if you are not taking time out to do things that fill you up and that rejuvenate you and refresh you and enlighten you, you're going to be not as good of a hypnotist. And so that's part of it. And so throughout the week, it's a good idea to have things that do fill you up in various ways, where you connect with others. Some of the things might be where you go inside. Personally, I have a daily meditation practice called Seventh Path. And I use it every single day, at least once, if not twice a day, typically twice. And so without fail, on client days, on non-client days, I am doing my Seventh Path first thing in the morning every single day. And then if I'm not going to see clients until later, or if I've seen a bunch of clients, I'm going to do a little bit more. It may be only for a minute, it may be for only 5 minutes, but I'm going to do a little bit more of that between sessions, just to kind of clear myself and refresh myself and get myself ready again and in that healthy, balanced, connected state of mind to be able to help my clients. Anything you want to say about that, Cal?
Well, I think that's great. And as you're saying that, I'm thinking, thank God for Seventh Path. I mean, it's so a big part of my life, too. And I'll put a link down here so you guys can learn more about Seventh Path. Keep on rolling.
All right. So after you've, prepared yourself, kind of mentally, spiritually, physically, you want to actually take care of your administrative. So you want to make sure if it's a new client that you've got the forms that you need. I like to copy a whole bunch of my forms ahead, so I've got a big stack of them and I've got them ready and I've created kind of an easy system where it's easy to just pull them and put the forms together, and I've got them color-coded actually. So my benefit form is green and I can easily, as I'm flipping through that client's chart, flip to the benefits. And when I talk about the benefit form, it's the benefits of making the change they want to make. And so it's kind of, I'm going to be happier. I'm going to feel, more adventurous. I'm going to feel more confident. I'm going to breathe better if they're a smoker. I'm going to have better health if I'm a smoker or a weight loss client. Those kinds of benefits. And those I'm going to use for the direct suggestion. So I color code that so it's easy to access. And I have a different color for my smoking form or my weight loss form. And so that they're easy to find if I need to refer to them, but I make sure that I've prepared them. And usually what I do is, I see clients Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and sometimes Saturdays. And so the day that I'm working before, so if I'm seeing a new client on Wednesday, on Monday I'm probably going to pull their forms and put them on the clipboard and have that ready to go so that I don't have to get kind of concern myself with it on Wednesday. So that's checked off the list. And if it's a client that I've already seen before, I'm going to pull their chart. I'm going to make sure that it's organized and in order, and I'm going to refresh myself with them. And I might do that the night before, or I might do that the morning of, or I might do it just before session, but I'm going to double check what we did last, double check whether I have to do anything again. Maybe they had trouble with losing the numbers and I want to try that again and give them more of a description. There's all kinds of different things that I might need to discuss with them before the session. And so just refresh myself with the client's chart and what I did last, and so what I'm going to do next. And then after I refresh myself, I know, kind of whether I need to pull any materials for myself. So if there's any scripts I need to pull, or like in Five Path, I have guides for myself that take me through the steps of Five Path for each of the phases. And I pretty much never even look at them anymore, but I like to have them there in case I have one of those mind fog moments, so that it's just kind of like a security blanket for me. And probably at some point I will even stop doing that, but I'm at the point where I still like to have that handy and easy to look at. And so I'm going to prepare any of that I need to have for that particular session. And I want to make sure that I have the forms that I'm going to need to use for session. I have particular forms that I use to record what the clients say while in the hypnosis session. And so I want to make sure I have enough of those copied and those handy and ready to go, easy to reach for during the session. Anything else you want to add to that, Cal?
Well, gosh, as you're talking about all that stuff, it's reminding me back in the days when I was doing a lot of setup and preparation like that. and that I discovered something I learned in the Air Force, back when I was in the Air Force, was that if there's something you need to do right every single time, make a checklist. And it's very professional just to make a checklist of maybe your preparation and then do a checklist of what you're going to do with the client. You can use those checklists over and over again, and it really helps you to feel confident knowing that you've gotten the things done step by step and what you have to do next. Cool.
Yep, I had one of those too. I used it for probably about the first couple years of practice, and then I realized, you know what, I've got it down. And it included everything from, you know, what I needed to do before the client got there to what I needed to do when the client was in my office, so I didn't miss anything. And because it is easy, and clients can distract us. Once they're there in your office, they've got their, you know, their focus, their agenda, their energy, their anxiety. They've got all of these things, and they have a lot they want to tell you, and it can be easy to get off track. And so it's really nice to have that checklist right there to look down at and go, okay, cover that. Oop, need to cover this. Here it is. And of course, you're not saying that out loud. This is in your mind. And then you go ahead and do that next step in the process so that you are systematic, so that you are making sure you cover all of your bases each and every time. Yes?
Perfect.
Yes.
And what happens is that outline, it becomes internalized. And you just start thinking, okay, I've done this, what's next? And you know it. I've done this, now what's next? And you know it.
Exactly. And one of the things that I committed to doing when I was an intern at the Banyan Hypnosis Center here in Tustin, and I've continued to do since then, is I commit to arriving about a half hour, 20 minutes tightest time before sessions. You know, it's important that we are calm. Our clients are going to be a little harried. Life is busy these days. They're coming to us because they're stressed or they have fear or they have, you know, unresolved emotion. And we need to hold the space for calm. And, you know, of course, if we feel it seem like we're hurried and rushed, we're not going to seem as confident either. And our clients can read that in all kinds of ways. So it's important to allow yourself enough time there at the office so that if anything came up and you got a little caught up in traffic, you're not late for your clients. There's really almost nothing worse than making your clients wait or seeming rushed once you get there and having to make these, you know, hurried apologies. That's definitely not the tone you want to set for your session. So arriving early, making sure you have everything you need, pulling everything, putting everything in its proper place, any of my scripts or guides that I use, I make sure to keep those out of sight. I don't leave those up on my desk. I don't leave them sitting on the arm of my recliner. You know, those need to be kind of covertly tucked aside and then easily, quietly pulled out, you know, during the hypnosis, once the client already has their eyes closed. We don't want to sound like we're reading. We don't want to seem like they're just another page in our book. We really want it to be a specialized session, and so it's important to do that. I keep any of my materials I'm going to use, other than their chart, in sheet protectors so that it keeps it quiet, so that I can flip the pages and I can turn those around and it doesn't tend to make a whole lot of noise. You know, but what I also like to do before my sessions, whether it's just before I go out to the waiting room to get them, or it might be the night before I go through each of my clients, and I like to just do a very quick visualization, seeing them getting to that place, that goal, that place that they want to get, whether it's being slimmer and trimmer, whether it's being a non-smoker, whether it's being healthy and balanced and free of that anxiety, whatever it is that their goal is, I'm going to hold the space for about 20 to 30 seconds per client of that. And that just boosts my energy, gets me aligned with their purpose and their goal. And I believe it helps me to shift them successfully into that space. And we were talking earlier, Kel doesn't really even do that anymore because he doesn't need to. You want to talk a little bit about that, Kel?
About what?
About how you don't need to do any kind of a visualization or that kind of preparation anymore, because you're at the point where you just hold that space of expectation all the time, yeah?
Well, yeah, this is the deal. There's a shift that happens, and newbies, this will give you something to look forward to. But after you've seen client after client, and you've seen the success, then there's just a expectation inside of you that this client before you is going to successfully go through the process and then have success. It's kind of like believing in them before they can believe in themselves. And that's a kind of like an energy or momentum that you just naturally begin to bring to the sessions. And this is a shift. You don't have it when you begin. You have to earn it, okay? And I don't know when that's going to happen for you. It might be 10 clients, 15, 20, 25. But as you see that success after success after success, then you just go into that that relationship expecting success. And that is something that is almost a tangible contribution to the success of your client. All right. How we doing?
We're ready to wrap it up,
all
I think.
Right. Hey,
but
that was easy.
Yeah, one last thought on that is that if you start to kind of prepare for your clients two, three, maybe 4 days in advance, that gives you enough time, especially if you're newer, to be able to go onto one of the Five Path Yahoo groups and post a question if you're not quite sure how to handle something or, you know, dig into materials to really be prepared. So preparation really is the key. When you've become more advanced, you may not need to do that. I know I don't have to do that anymore. But it takes time to get to the space where Cal is, certainly, and where I am. And so allow yourself that time so you can get your questions answered and feel confident and be successful in that session. Definitely send us your questions, Meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com, or post them down there on calbanion.com. And thank you so much for tuning in. This is Meredith Locker signing out.
Thank you, Meredith. And guess that's it for today. Remember to visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/hypnosisetc, hypnosis, etc. And also, please have a good day. Bye for now. Cal Banyan signing out.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.